Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Bigfoot is not real. And theme songs. Coming up right after this.
Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.
It's a Martin. I ain't never played one of these. He tried to paddle to San Diego. And a wave took him out to sea. And he washed up on the beach at Waikiki. He's the only illegal Mexican in Honolulu. He's only been here 20 minutes and found him a roofing job to do. Yeah, they don't know if they're gonna run him off or if they're gonna let him stay. But it's looking good 'cause they're already calling him Don Jose.
That's about as far as
nice jazz chords there. Wow.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Scientists say creatures like Bigfoot and Nessie are not real, Josh.
Scientists say a lot of things.
But aliens might exist.
Who are these people?
I found this story just for you, Josh, because the guy, he's going, okay, there may be aliens, but there are no
cryptids? Why is he saying
biologist that? Tim Coulson at Oxford University has urged monster hunters to, quote, find another hobby.
What a jerk.
Since the existence of cryptids is a scientific impossibility.
Why don't you find another hobby?
I love the fact that...
Why don't you go away?
Hey, find another hobby, loser.
Well, the likelihood of the creature's existence is so tiny as to be confidently discontinued. That's
no,
his
discounted.
Quote. Or discounted, sorry. Dr. Coulson said we cannot write
off
aliens.
It doesn't matter if they're discontinued or discounted. You'll get great prices.
On your Bigfoot.
At Bigfoot.
Yeah. Writing in the magazine The European, Dr. Coulson says, unlike the forests where Bigfoot is supposed to live or the mountainous homes of the Yeti,
sure,
we have only explored a small corner of places where aliens could be found. Because we've only explored a fraction of even our local neighborhood, it is much too early to rule out the existence of aliens.
For sure.
Yeah, well.
But I think to be open-minded about aliens, yes, the likelihood of aliens is probably more than the likelihood of...
I was talking! Because I missed Neil deGrasse Tyson, but didn't he say that there are as many worlds out there that can accommodate... what we would consider human life as there are...
Or life.
Grains of sand on a beach.
That's how big the universe is?
And to think that we're the only ones is kind of silly.
But yeah. Getting there is going to be tricky.
Sure.
Well, no, it's set up so nobody will be able to make it back. If you can get there, you can't tell anybody about it because 400 years will pass.
Yeah, we found it. No one will ever know.
Dr. Coulson says the absence of skeletal remains and the lack of credible imagery are in themselves strong and reliable indicators that the creatures like Bigfoot and Nessie are not real and never were.
Well, Dr. Carlson, I urge you to go out into the forest and find me a skeleton of a bear.
Not a single bone fragment or specimen, alive or dead, in the last 60 million years has ever been discovered.
That's an a-hole.
I'd like to sit down, interview this guy, and when he says something like that, I will just go, you know, you are a snot.
Yeah. You're a joyless punk.
You're a snot.
No, you guys just can't understand the fact that he's right.
I don't think there's any proving that he's correct. There simply isn't.
You can't prove he's correct, and you can't prove he's wrong.
Right. Okay. Exactly.
Josh, have you always been a believer?
We have bones from Tyrannosaurus Rex. We don't have a single bone from a cryptid. Also, he said for the existence of Nessie, I forget what it is, there'd have to be...
other Nessies.
Yeah, there'd have to be something like 6,000 of them to...
Yes.
That's not true. Not if Nessie is able to... there's a very, very compelling evidence that there is...
She can reproduce.
An interdimensional wormhole in Loch Ness.
I see. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so Nessie's millions of years old and has found the secrets of life.
Right. Oh, I thought she could self-produce. No?
That's also a possibility.
Oh, like a worm. Yeah. Right.
Right. Pat, what are your thoughts on this?
I thought Josh didn't believe in fairy tales. Sasquatch is for some, but not for me. Oh, he watches documentaries.
Yes, I do.
Bigfoot books he reads. The video is grainy, he concedes. But he said he saw its face.
Oh!
He's a Bigfoot believer. Not a trace of facts or bones did anyone find. But poor Josh Brown, Bigfoot believer, is probably a big beaver, left those tracks. He said he saw his face. He's a Bigfoot believer.
I don't know what I'd do if I saw Bigfoot.
Now, Josh?
Yes.
What you're missing here.
What's that, sir?
The possibility that Bigfoot is an alien.
Oh, no, I've considered it.
Sure.
See, now you got, he's saying Bigfoot doesn't exist, but aliens might.
Right.
Maybe the aliens arrive here as Bigfoot.
I certainly
now believe. We're talking the possibility of a wormhole here.
So you don't believe in Bigfoot, you don't believe in aliens, you don't believe in any of it, right?
Ghosts?
I don't believe in Bigfoot, no. They would have found one by now.
What about aliens?
All the hunters out there at one point, someone would have bagged one.
I don't know about that.
They're crafty.
If you saw Bigfoot,
yes.
The first person you would call would be that guy.
Oh, no, no, no. I wouldn't. The first person I would call would not be Tom.
Wouldn't
you at least text me a photo? I mean, because we live in a culture in which anything can be photographed because 99% of humanity is carrying.
Well, you got to.
Relatively sophisticated cultures, everyone has a camera with
them. All right. Well, you got to consider cell service and you have to consider wherewithal.
No, the camera works without cell service.
Okay.
If you're in the middle of a Chinese jungle that's never been explored, you can take pictures with your phone.
That is correct. So I take that back, but you do have to consider wherewithal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You see something like that, you are probably so stunned, you don't consider, I mean, you really do have to think about how.
But if you're out there hunting for Bigfoot and you see one, aren't you going to have the camera ready?
But they haven't seen one yet in those hunting.
That's because they don't exist.
Well, no, I don't think that's an argument.
I think the point that we can't forget is that Bigfoot's favorite music is Three Dog Night.
This is how you
stun a Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
You start playing this.
Yeah, they go, we want to get back in our spaceship and go where they have better songs.
Fantastic. Ladies,
it really picks
are
up,
insane.
Too. Is the main guy taking a heroin break during this time?
Okay.
You're a little under the weather. Do you know that?
Sorry. The anesthetic hasn't worn off.
That song picks up.
Oh, he's right. It's no Gilligan's Island theme.
Yeah.
Certainly isn't
no,
the Freddy.
No Dobie Gillis or My Fair Lady.
Does the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame have a separate television theme song wing?
You know what? Not. That's a pretty good Hall of Fame. The television.
Stop.
It should.
Why?
Chick, what's your all-time favorite theme song? The Sopranos?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I like that tune?
That's very good.
I kind of like the Jetsons. It always pops into my head.
That is a good one.
When we talk
very
about
good.
This.
Very good.
Yeah. Got nice horns. I would think you would love
it. It's bombastic.
I love the Jetsons. What about contemporary television that's on right now? What's the best one?
Oh, right now, I don't know. But I would have to pick Cheers.
You know what?
My lifetime, Cheers would be the
beautiful melody.
Yeah.
You know what's really distinctive, and it should be more popular, but I don't know if it stands on its own. It really adds to the show, and it's the theme from Succession.
Oh,
that thing is
haunting. Oh, that is fantastic.
Have you ever heard it?
It's, no.
It's very moody and dark.
It's haunting, it's great. And also up-tempo. It's wild.
Does it have, but they don't have lyrics in it.
No.
Right?
Yeah. It works totally, though.
Like White Lotus. I like that one, too.
Game of Thrones is good, too, that intro.
Oh, yeah. Dragons. We've got dragons.
I wonder.
Dragons.
Short
and boobies.
That's interesting. I wonder what the most well-known one is today, because obviously television's so spread out.
Maybe the Friends Rembrandt song.
Mm-hmm. I mean, are you talking about a show that's currently on the air?
Yeah, currently on the air.
Not
a classic. I mean,
not repeats.
I could probably identify, I bet, 50 old TV show themes.
Okay. Oh, I would bet more, yeah.
Like it's Rockford Files,
how about
MASH.
This one? Yeah!
Jetsons. This is great. And it has great lyrics, too.
You like this long of an intro?
Yeah, because it has a nice visual to it, then the big horns kick in.
Where did they get that sound effect? That's perfect.
Yes, it is.
Their little sports car spaceship.
God, that's June 4th.
It was way ahead of its time. You watch Jetsons right now, and it kind of
they sort of nail it
up. Yeah. Yes, they do nail it.
A lot of the stuff that
a lot of vision.
They project, we actually have.
Yeah.
It's better than 2.5 Men, I'll tell you that.
That's a good theme song.
Yeah, that is a good theme.
You know, there's a show that Pat turned me on to called Bookie on Max.
Yeah, it's good.
It's Sebastian Maniscalco and Chuck Lorre is, how big a hand.
No, he wrote it.
He produces and writes.
The guy from 2.5 Men.
And Charlie Sheen is on it. And also the kid who was on 2.5 Men, he was on it.
He's back?
It's one scene. They're playing poker. So he's...
That's great.
That's a good green room conversation.
Yeah, he's just...
Tells Josh... Josh is bored again because we're not talking about Bigfoot.
I'll fix your wagon. Here it comes. Here it comes. Yeah. Woo! I like it. Oh, you know I like to jump.
She's not jumping. She likes it rough.
How coked out is she?
I mean, so.
It's not even, you can't even listen to
it. Everybody involved in that, that is a coke-fueled nightmare.
It's a mess, is what that is.
It's really something.
Not fun.
So last night, the Ohio State Buckeyes won the national championship, beating the Notre Dame Fighting Irish by a score, certainly. And after the festivities and everything, they were in the tunnels of Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in Atlanta. We have video of someone trying to, it was Cody Simon. Cody Simon, defensive back for the Buckeyes, and that is Will Howard, if you look at the golf cart. In the back seat, in the front seat is Ryan Day, and next to him is the driver of the golf cart. It's a young lady that you're going to immediately feel sorry for here in a moment.
They're trying.
There they are. See, and here we go. And
slammed
into the wall.
So then she tries to back up.
Like Austin Danger Powers.
Yes.
No, it's
exactly like.
Broke the wheel
and
or something.
Now the golf cart is broken. And watch, this is your quarterback for the Buckeyes walking away. And look, he was, of course, won the national championship. And he's like,
it doesn't even help. Why didn't he
pick that? What the hell was
women
that
drivers.
Most guys could pick the front of that thing
women
up and move
be
it
driving.
Over.
And there goes
how lazy
Coach
are
Day.
They?
Yeah, no joke. Yeah.
Well, they always run through the tunnel and go.
They're also being hounded.
Yeah.
So I would want to get the hell out of there, too.
And they just played in the championship.
That's one of those extra long golf carts, and their turning radius is rather small.
Here's if you ever get a chance, and I know this from experience, to I'm not going to say steal a golf cart, but borrow one. If if you see one just sitting there,
right,
and you happen to the keys are. Do it. It's as fun as a thing you'll ever do.
I was just thinking that there is nothing more fun than being on a golf cart with your friends.
Yes.
And just.
And a stolen one is even better. The thrill is.
Next Halloween, come on.
The thrill will last a lifetime.
Tom and I were almost killed, and I'm not joking, on a golf cart.
Oh.
And I'd never seen him. I guess. I thought over the decades, I'd seen him angry. Not like this, man.
Wow.
I thought he was going to kill the guy.
We were in a tunnel going downhill. Things started to shake. It looks going to throw us all off. We would have been killed.
Oh, so you're mad at the driver?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you know who it was?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we still know who it is.
I rolled one once.
You rolled a golf cart?
Oh.
Did you get hurt?
No, I was with my grandfather, and I was like my early teens. And
wow.
I wanted to drive it, and we took a hill of the road.
Oh, so you were driving.
Yeah, I was driving.
That's a shocker.
Please tell me your grandfather looks like Morgan Freeman. That's the way I picture it.
I'm just glad you guys were allowed at the golf course.
Oh, that's in Augusta. Come on.
Oh. Wow. Oh,
gosh. Have we missed anything?
We've been razzing you about getting video of Bigfoot.
Razz.
Scientists believe a homeowner in Canada did capture the very first video of a meteorite strike on camera.
No kidding.
According to CBC, the space rock smashed into the front walkway of Joe Validium's home in Marshfield last July. His home security camera caught both audio and video of the crash landing. Scientists say it could be the first time that both sound and visuals
you see?
Of a meteorite strike have ever been recorded. So,
how many meteors have hit?
We've
talked about dozens.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's just us.
Have you seen this video?
No.
It's just like a
here we go.
Puff of smoke. Watch over here by the wall is where it goes poof, and that's it.
It is playing. I mean, it's so fast, obviously.
Small meteorite.
In fact, I don't even know that's a meteor. I think it looks like a...
It looks rigged.
They say the space rock likely from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter.
Somebody check Snopes.
Mr. Validium told CBC that he had been standing in the impact spot just minutes before the meteorite crashed.
CBC, Canadian
experts, experts said that it would be through your body before you knew what happened.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Like crap through a goose.
These doorbell cameras are catching cool stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Primarily thieves.
Yes. Porch pirate.
You know what? Why hasn't one of the doorbell cameras caught a Bigfoot?
Because Bigfoot doesn't knock.
Because...
What about that, Tom? Right? Yeah, you know what? Bigfoot is not knocking.
No.
He's coming in.
No, he's going to come through the back door.
Oh, they like the back
what
door.
What if we eventually get video of Bigfoot playing Ding Dong Ditch?
Hilarious.
And just laughing. Yeah.
Why hasn't someone made that video yet?
Also, why haven't they found a fecal sample from Bigfoot if he exists? Wouldn't that
be? Oh my gosh! Think about if your dog. Yes, because I'm most guilty of making noises like that on this show.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What's
blatant hostility?
If you crap.
Yes.
In your yard. How long do you think it'll last out there?
Yeah, it will eventually go away.
I mean, a week at
most. You know what?
This dog would be all over it.
I'm going to have... she likes... Poop is delicious.
So you're asking if I would say crap in my yard.
Right.
First of all, I'd like to apologize to my neighbors. Oh, but I mean... With all these searches for Bigfoot, they find a scat, if you will, of all kinds of creatures.
They do. But you can't trust those shows. Those shows are entertaining.
They're not that show. Yeah.
Oh, God. So,
I have to look for the real science.
One of these days, one of these doorbell cameras is going to capture something cool like this.
One of these nights.
Yeah. You don't think so?
I think it's really
cool that it captured a meteor. That's crazy.
Would have been really cool. I mean, if it had hit the guy.
No. Well,
it would have been grisly, as Chick said. It would have been. The guy probably would have walked another 5 feet before.
Oh, yeah. So did you not believe in meteorites until you just saw this
one? No. Of course I believed in it.
Well.
Oh, well, there wasn't a video, videographic, important black and white CPU.
I saw a meteor in real life.
Oh.
Yeah, I did.
How'd that happen?
Hit the ground?
No, it didn't hit the ground. It was just in the sky.
And you saw a shooting star.
No, it was the size of the sun. It was not a star.
No, hang on. Just a second.
Hold on.
It was huge.
You saw something in the sky.
5 a.m.
That was
Myrtle
the
Beach,
size,
South Carolina.
The sitting size. On the Grandpa's Knopf, sir.
5 a.m.? No.
The size, it was I the size of the sun.
Unless it was a frisbee coming towards your face.
I didn't believe it either, and I went online, and I wasn't the only person who saw it. It was recorded. Yes.
How about that?
It was a meteor.
Wow.
It was awesome. And it was like you thought you were in a movie because you're like, this didn't just happen.
Were you watching a movie?
No, it was sitting on the deck having a cup of coffee at 5 in the morning.
Coffee?
Oh, boy. Yes. Irish.
Bailey's.
I'm sick of talking to you people.
Whatever. Who was as big as the sun?
Christine, we are hard to talk to.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.